Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah. It's Robert Laird.
Hey, Robert. How you doing?
Got your message a while ago.
Yeah. So I'm trying to...
They don't like us in the woods, huh?
That didn't work out too well, so they didn't feel comfortable landing $100,000 and seeing if the description just being in the woods. So I was wondering if I could get a little bit more detailed.
Well, I mean, our basic, you know, location is the 5146 address.
Okay.
And, you know, and then we work out of that, you know, from here out to wherever our jobs are.
Okay. Work from there and go wherever the jobs are.
I mean, we usually work in, I'm on, at most time within 100-mile radius, most time less than that.
100-mile radius, okay. So there's, like, no specific, like, area for the jobs, right? Because, I mean, you're logging, so it's...
Right. Yeah, so we're just, I mean, that's just, you know, you get the product from the landowners and stuff, and then we cut it and then take it to the mills for them to, you know, finish up the product. So, I mean, I'm on, I mean, the basic location is here at our regular address.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just work.
And all the mills are in the woods,
100-mile radius,
right?
Is stretching it a little bit, but most time we're within about a 60-mile radius.
Okay.
Sometimes we get out a little farther.
And most of the mills, they're in the woods. That's why you put in the woods.
Well, the mill is actually located in Evadale. It'd be called Evadale, Texas. The name of the mill is that I deliver to. Probably 95% of my wood is West Rock.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Okay, well, perfect. That should be good enough.
Okay.
I will go ahead and explain that to him. If I need anything else, I'll give you a call back. I appreciate you giving me a call very promptly.
Okay.
There.
No problem, Mick. I didn't even hear it ring. I just happened to look at it. We're not working tomorrow, and I got guys. Was trying to find out what we're going to do tomorrow, and I already told them we're going to not work tomorrow. It's a little wet right here.
Is it, how is the weather out there here in Texas? I mean, what I've seen on the news.
Oh, man, we've been.
It's crazy.
We've been hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been hammered. In the fact, the job we're on right now is about, it's probably about 75 miles from here. And we've been working there fine. And we was out there Thursday or Friday. I can't remember which day. But right toward the end of the day, it started raining, and it rained 5 inches an hour and 15 minutes on us.
Oh, wow.
It liked to wash us away down there on them old roads.
Wow.
But, I mean, it's been hammered. There's a lot of people. I mean, we're fortunate. I got a good, my area I live in, I don't have no problems. But there's a lot of people around this part of the country that's been flooded out.
Yeah, I see that. And, you know, it's just been tough for the state of Texas there. Just,
yeah, that's, you know, it's making it rough around here. It's a kind of a feast or famine type thing on that rain either.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get it, or when it does come, it don't know when to stop. And
right. Does that hurt your business at all?
It does. It slows us down sometimes. It has slowed us out. I mean, I work pretty much every day. It's very seldom. I mean, this company does pretty good toward keeping, you know, products in front of me.
Right.
I mean, I got the rest of the year wood to go cut right now. Easy.
Right.
Already lined up. It's just the ground's got to dry up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense.
Okay. You know, environmental stuff and everything nowadays ain't like it was 25 years ago. Used to, they tell you, you could get it. They didn't care how deep you dug, just get it. But, you know, we try to take care of the woods and everything a whole lot better nowadays.
Oh, that's good.
I used to do that better than a lot. A lot of them was pretty bad. But we still, if they wanted you to get it, you went in there and got it.
Yeah.
Of course, it was owned by it used to be owned by big companies that owned all their own wood, and if they needed wood in their mills, they made you go cut it however you could get it out of there. So,
so that's how it used to be, though, right?
Right, that's how it used to
be.
Okay. But it's not like it now. There's so many private landowners, and then you got these corporations that have bought up a lot of stuff. I mean, you may have heard of Rice University.
Yep, I sure have.
They own a bunch of forest land, and we've cut some timber for them. So, it's, you know, we cut for different people. We got, I'll probably cut for 6 or 7, maybe 8 different companies. But
wow. Well, that's good for you. At least that, you know, you got consistent business there.
Right.
That's good to hear.
I got some really good stuff right now. If it'll just dry up about a week, with all these big inches of rain, small rains, you know, they ain't bad, but these inches we've been getting, they're terrible. And but I got a really good track. As soon as it opens up, dries out a little bit, we're going to be wide open and then some. So it'll be good when I can get back to it.
That's good. Hopefully I get you that money before that. So that's what I'm working on.
All righty.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you giving me a call back there, Robert. I'll go ahead and get that answer to them. And then if I need anything, I'll give you a call. But I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Robert. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.